Now, British MP George Galloway has been taken to a hospital for treatment after he was attacked by a pro-Israeli man in London. According to a spokesman, Galloway was posing for a picture with people in West London when the pro-Israeli man attacked him. Galloway is a vocal supporter of Palestine. Well, to tell us more, let's bring in our correspondent in London, Amina Taylor. Amina, what do we know about the details of this attack and, of course, Mr. Galloway's health condition?
Occurred around 7:40 British time. And as you mentioned there in the intro, Mr. Galloway was doing a bit of a walk around. You have to understand something by way of context here, that he tends to be mobbed wherever he goes. People have something to say about him or to him. They either want to get his attention on an issue, or they would desperately like to just say hello. He's always very forthcoming, no visible security guards, just normally walking around with his family. And I think this was unfortunately one of those opportunities where somebody would have either had long held very firm beliefs about something Mr. Galloway may or may not have said and reacted. He's been taken to a West London hospital, St. Mary's, where he's suspected of having a broken jaw and perhaps other injuries, including damage to his wrist. He's been held overnight, and we're hoping to have something more to update on his condition in the morning. We'll be speaking with him not only as a colleague, but also as a friend of this station. And it's just very distressing that you're not allowed to speak your mind, as he's often done, in a passionate yet peaceful way, without eliciting kind of very, very violent reactions.
And in terms of security, was there any bodyguard accompanying him?
George does not walk around with a bodyguard, believe it or not. I mean, there have been...
Because many other politicians, we know that they do have a bodyguard to maintain security.
They do, but normally George does not walk around with that kind of visible security presence. So I think on this occasion I need to double-check everything and make sure he did not have any such person with him. But normally whenever I see Mr. Galloway in the office around Westminster, he is very much by himself or with an assistant with his family.
Indeed. Well, all we can do is just wish him a speedy recovery. Many thanks to Press TV's Amina Taylor reporting from London. Thanks to Amina.